What's up, guys, and welcome to the Entrepreneur for Life podcast. I'm your host, Gideon Webb. Thank you guys for listening. This is the number one podcast for real information for entrepreneurs that are looking for tips and motivation to continue your entrepreneur efforts. So thank you guys for listening. I'm trying to do more this year. It's 2020, and I'm really trying to kick off the year with a lot more content. So I promise you guys, I'll be giving you more videos and more audio. And this is a special video because today, not only can you watch the video on YouTube, but you can also listen to it on all of your major podcast platforms. So, you know, we're just going to keep it funky and get right into it. Today, I'm going to be talking about some tips for entrepreneurs, and I'm going to kind of keep it plain and simple because I feel a lot of times videos kind of go over the head of people and they don't get to the guts and gist of it all. And so I want to go over a few tips, maybe 10 or 15 tips. And the first tip, have a solid business plan. If you're an entrepreneur and you haven't had a business plan for yourself yet, I think that's probably where you need to either start or rewind and do. And your business plan can kind of be not only for you, but also for other people that you might be interested in learning about your company or investing in your company. But I mean, more so it's for you, whether you use it or not for outside sources. You want to have a solid grasp on what your business's goals, missions, and objectives are. And so a business plan helps you with that. And some people think, you know, you don't need one, and some people may not. But the fact of the matter is, it really does help to kind of bring all the loose ends in. And then also check yourself, you know, every 6 months or 3 months, you look at your business plan and you ask yourself, am I on track? Am I accomplishing my goals? Am I accomplishing the objectives I set out to do? A business plan really can help. So if you're looking for templates for business plans, they're all over Google. Go on Google. There are tons of templates for all kinds of businesses. So there's no excuse on why you can't create a super dope business plan. Next, number two, prepare for financial challenges. That's what being an entrepreneur is all about. The ups and downs. And for all of us, you know, sometimes there's more downs than ups. But what I like to say is that the road to success is paved with failure. And sometimes you have to fail or go through challenges in order to get to where you want to go. So prepare for those. One way you can prepare for those is, you know, saving your money and finding investors and not, you know, spending all of your own money. But prepare. Prepare for financial challenges. Number three. Oh, snap. Excuse me. This is a new little setup here. Sorry. Note to self, don't kick the tripod. Be frugal. You know, be frugal. And, you know, it's kind of like being cheap, but frugal is just being mindful of your money and how you spend it and what goes out and what comes in. So you should really, really take on a frugal mindset as you're a starting entrepreneur. You don't want to overspend. You don't want to get overzealous. You don't want to put a bunch of money in things that aren't going to turn a profit. Number four, don't be afraid to ask for help. If you don't have a mentor, you should be looking on LinkedIn or Instagram or wherever and try to reach out to somebody who is in your industry that can help you solidify your business. And so ask for help. You know, some people are kind of funny about giving it, but other people I find are open to give help and, you know, are willing to help you. And that way you don't have to rewrite the will or remake the will, or you can, you know, you don't got to rewrite the book. You can actually get some help and some stepping stones to where you need to go. So moving right along, I think we are on number five. Put your faith in a trusted mentor. And the reason this is number five is because it's kind of like just as important as number one. So I'll put it right in the middle. And the reason is because it's like you have to have mentors. It kind of goes back into number four, which is don't be afraid to ask for help. Excuse me. Find a mentor. Someone you can trust. Someone you can ask questions to. Someone who's been through the things you are going through. And allow them to kind of guide you through your journey as an entrepreneur. Number six, don't be afraid to market on a shoestring budget. You know, with social media and all of the apps and all of the opportunities we have now to get the word out, don't be afraid to market on a shoestring budget. And in fact, if you are not creative, you might want to bring in some creative people that can help market on a shoestring budget, whether it's college interns in marketing or, you know, again, outsource to the internet. Fiverr is a great place for people who will market for you for a low cost. Understanding, you know, the power of social media marketing and ads as well can help you market on that shoestring budget. Build an organic following and you won't have to pay for advertisement. You can post in your own curated content spaces. Number seven, look after number one. That means as a business owner, you want to look after your business solely and primarily. This is capitalism. And in order for you to thrive and succeed, you have to put your business before everybody. And that's where like this cutthroat mentality comes in. A lot of people aren't willing to venture into. But the fact of the matter is like, if you're working with some people who aren't pulling their weight and you know your company and you are pulling your weight and you get some kind of profit in return, I mean, you really have to evaluate how you're spreading this profit out and put your business first if you're the one putting in the majority of the work and time. So consider that. Next, number eight, build a team that shares your vision. And that is so freaking important. Like, a good team will motivate you. Every time I've had good team members that, you know, call you in the morning, make sure you're on top of things, hold you accountable. I mean, for me, I need a good teammate to push me. I'm a team player. You know, I can be the captain, but I can also be just a regular player. And, you know, sometimes that motivation is all you need to get your business and word out there. And not just any teammate, but somebody again that shares your vision. You know, great people that think alike help build great companies. Number nine, never stop learning. Can't stress it enough. Always be willing to take information from other people and always be willing to learn, you know, whether it means you going into the library and learning about your craft or watching YouTube tutorials. Just be willing to learn. And when you bring in these team of great-minded people, make sure you're listening and learning from these people. You're only as good as the people around you. Number 10, safeguard your venture. The best entrepreneurs don't seek risk. We seek sure shots. And we properly preparate for great performance. You know what I mean? So don't take your venture lightly. Whether it's a label on a shirt or a brand, go through all the small business insurances you need to not only copyright and own your brand and product, but make sure, you know, that you take that precious stock in your own company like you would for an Apple or a Samsung or anyone else that you may work for. Make sure you're covered in any emergencies like, you know, theft or fire or copyright infringement. Like, you need to be covered. So safeguard your ventures. And number 11, I would just say have fun. Enjoy the life of an entrepreneur. Don't get caught up in having to follow a certain route. Don't get caught up in having to have everything in order to release your product or get the word out there about your brand. Get on the ground and get it running, because I'm telling you, it's all about who you know. And by you getting out there, you will be able to meet some interesting people that can help launch your business to the next level. And you don't want to be one of those people who's kind of sitting back waiting. So handle your business. Don't let your business handle you. Thank you for listening. This is your man Gideon, Entrepreneur for Life, the podcast available on all podcast platforms. So please tune in, share, like, and subscribe. I will be having some very cool conversations with some very interesting entrepreneurs coming up extremely soon. So make sure you guys stay tuned for that as well. Thank you for checking me out. Peace.